Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
I posted this on my Facebook over the weekend, and I got a couple really good messages that came in. This one was from Kendall. She says, I'm writing as a parent on the edge, JKJ. 2 weeks ago, I walked into my daughter's room. It was snowing, literally snowing indoors. She was standing in front of her oscillating fan with an open bottle of baby powder, letting it fly like she worked at the Weather Channel. That's funny. She says everything was covered from her bed to carpet, clothes, walls. And that's just the latest. Last week, she gave the dog a Sharpie tattoo. Before that, she tried to microwave a package of crayons to see what color it would turn.
What?
I'm exhausted, broke, and now everything in my house smells like a giant baby butt, baby's butt. She said, thanks, guys, for letting me vent. Love your show.
Oh, that's funny.
So that one's pretty good. And then this is the one. This is one of my most favorite ones that came in over the weekend. This is from Kathy. Kathy says, hey, JKJ. Here's what my kid jacked up. I wanted to share what happened. I was at Kohl's with my five-year-old. I was looking at some clothes, and he ran over to a display of dishes. Before I could stop him, he knocked the entire thing over.
Oh, no.
Smash. Can you imagine the sound?
Oh,
she said, plates, bowls, mugs, everything shattered. It was a huge mess. The store employees had to come over and rope off the area. I ended up having to pay $600 for the damage.
Oh, no.
I guess at that point you offered a, I got to pay for this.
You kind of have to. I mean, I know I would if that happened.
She says, I was embarrassed, frustrated, overwhelmed. Funny thing, she says, this is for Jeremy. I actually earned like $200 in Kohl's cash off of paying for the damage.
Well, so there's an upside.
She goes, ha, 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 silver lining.
Oh, that's funny.
Again, love the show. You guys are hilarious. And that is from Kathy. So that's a biggie. That's a big damage caused by the kiddo at Kohl's. So we want your stories now. What did your kids damage? What did they break? Even better if you had to pony up and pay for it. So 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1MIX. 1649. Let's take one before we hop into the break. Hey, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So did you have a kiddo that ruined something?
They're my adult kiddos. So, you know, mom's house, everybody likes to come to mom's house, hang out, whatever. So mom decided to go buy, since the kids were older and out of the house, a really nice expensive couch. Set up the couch, they had it delivered. Later that night, my son decides to go get a bowl of cereal, and he spilled the entire bowl of cereal down his lap, onto the couch, milk, frosted flakes, everywhere.
First night?
The kids are like, oh, it's mom's couch, we'll clean it up, no big deal. Okay, so fast forward to a couple weeks after that, my grandson was over, he falls asleep, I tell my daughter, he's really not potty trained, you should put a pull-up on him, forgets to do it, pees the couch.
No.
Here we go.
Now it's milk
and
empty.
They didn't tell me right away. They just kind of soaked it up with the towel. You know, hey, no big deal.
Yeah.
Fast forward about 2 weeks later, my other daughter decides to polish her nails blue, shakes the polish, and gets it all over the front of the couch. But they think it's all funny because, oh, it's, you know, mom's house. It's okay. No big deal.
What? I think Katie bought this couch from you off of Marketplace, didn't she?
No.
Katie bought a couch recently from Marketplace, and it reeked.
It was smelly.
It smelled like pee.
It doesn't smell anymore.
And
but
I'm a clean freak. And they're all like, oh, it's no big deal. But I'm like, they usually say, oh, empty nesters, can't wait till they're out of the house. But trust me, they come back.
That
they
come sucks. Back
and ruin your stuff even more.
Lisa, I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, Lisa, that's too bad.
Well, enjoy your stinky couch, Lisa.
I know. Thanks, I appreciate it.
You're a rock star. This is what we're talking about. This is what this is all about. Thank you for calling this morning, Lisa.
Let everybody know it doesn't end. The little kiddos, trust me, it doesn't end.
All right. Good to know.
Keep
good
messing
to know.
Your stuff up.
Thanks, Lisa. Oh, have good. A great Monday.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. There we go, guys. There's the topic. I see phone lines are ringing. Josh is going to grab these. What did your kiddos ruin? What did they damage? Hi, Julia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, JKJ. How's it going today?
Well, good. We're super dupes. So do you have a kiddo that screwed something up?
Yeah. So this is a doozy. We were expecting my second child, and we had just got our basement completely redone, finished. It was an unfinished basement. We got it done. And then 2 days before my second child arrived, we went to go get this really expensive set of furniture for our new like video room that we had put
nice.
Together down there.
Yeah, okay.
Fast forward, we welcomed our brand new little baby girl, and my oldest daughter, who is 3 and a half, really loved the new room. And obviously, I had my hands full with the newborn, and my husband had to go back to work, and I couldn't keep my eyes on her all the time. And I went down there, and she had taken a Sharpie.
Yes.
To every single piece of furniture.
No.
Yes.
That
yes.
Just
Julia.
It was so bad. It was so bad. I looked at her. I was like, emotions were
yeah. What do you do?
A little high.
Yeah. What do you do in that case? I mean, she's so young.
I might have killed her.
Right? Oh my God. No, I was going to say, you get your tubes tied after that, right?
That's
You're
what you
like,
do.
No more kids.
That's what you do. Oh, my God. And there's really no getting that out. I mean,
oh
Sharpie is the worst.
I had, it was a long time. It never fully came out, but I had toothbrush, bleach, all sorts of stuff. A lot of elbow grease.
We went through a phase in our house, Julia, where we had to actually hide the Sharpies from the kids. We had a little spot that we hid them because,
you know,
every now and then you'll need a Sharpie as an adult for something. But yeah, if the kids get a hold of them, it's like on the table, on the furniture, on the carpet. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Julia,
it's a nightmare.
That's a good one.
I hate how like you just had a baby, and I can picture you with a toothbrush trying to get a Sharpie out of furniture. Like, oh my gosh,
poor Julia.
She was screaming down my face. Yes.
Oh, you poor thing.
Like, this is a great way to kick it off.
This is a good one,
Julia. Thank you so much for calling. You have a great Monday.
Thanks, you guys.
All
love
right.
the show.
Love you.
Thanks,
bye.
Julia. Bye.
So crazy. Oh, hi, Katie. Man. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. So, did you have a kiddo screw something up?
Oh, yeah. So, we call it the glitter fiasco of 2020. My 5 and 4-year-old took one of those, like, big, and we had something shipped and had a big box. They put all their toys, all their stuffies in it. They poured their slime as well as some gold putty into it and were, like, just playing in it, mixing it up. And then they went into our crafts and got a big container of gold glitter and just poured it into all the stuffies. So everything was covered. There's glitter all in the room, all in the stuffies. We still find glitter today.
I was going to say, you probably still find that stuff 5 years later.
I get pissed if I open a birthday card and some of that falls out.
I know.
I can't imagine a whole box of it.
Yes.
My God, Katie. On the slime level, you might like this one. Somebody texted in. They didn't put your name, but they said, my kid figured out how to order things off of Alexa. I came home one day to 200 packages of slime on my front step.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Still take that over glitter.
At this point, I prefer slime over the glitter.
Yeah,
but
I would think so.
It's a deadly combination.
Same, Katie. Yep.
Katie,
that glitter.
Thank you so much for calling in. You have a good day.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
You too.
Bye.
These are great. What did your kids screw up? 303-691-1649. We've got Emily's been holding for a minute. Hi, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
We're super dupes. So was it you or your kiddos that screwed something up?
Oh, it was my kiddo.
Okay, what was it?
My iPad. So when she was about 2 and a half, she was looking at pictures on it. And apparently it timed out and she didn't know the code. So she just kept pressing buttons. When I finally took it from her and realized what had happened, the display showed some insane amount of minutes. You know how it says this phone or whatever has been locked for 5 minutes.
Oh, yes.
So I Googled it and it came out to be about 18 years.
Oh, she locked it for 18 years?
Well,
yes. But the kicker is I can't get it. I can't go and get it reset because there are pictures and videos of her dad on there, and he passed away when she was a baby.
Oh,
so no. So how do you get
them? I don't want to get it reset. So it's just sitting in our house. So when she turns, like, she's 8 now. So when she turns, like, 16 or 17,
it's still locked. It's still.
Well, yeah, she said 18 years or whatever it is.
Oh, 2043 is going to be such a good year for you guys.
Yeah, right?
I'm sorry to hear
goodness.
That.
Oh, my
God.
That's a good one, though. That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Emily. Have a great day.
Thanks, Emily. Bye.
Reed took our iPad mini at one point, and it was sitting on the floor, and he just thought it would be a good idea to see if he could, you know, put his whole weight on it. And he went over and just stepped on it. This was a couple years ago, and just smashed it.
And we were like, why
I'm like,
did
what
you
did
do
you
that?
Do? Why would you do that?
Just wanted to see, Dad.
Just wanted to see if I could stand on it. All right.
Answer's no, in case you're wondering.
Answer is a hard no.
Oh, my gosh.
David.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So we are talking about what your kiddos broke, jacked up, and even if it's you, if it was your childhood, if you screwed something up. So which one are you going to talk about, David, you or your kids?
Well, it happened about 60 years ago. I'm 72 right now, but I remember Mom saying, I will never have anything nice as long as I have kids.
It's true. It is true.
Well, there were seven of us, and we were always breaking something. So, I used to tell my kids, you kids can jack up a junkyard.
Kids,
that's a great saying.
That's funny because it's true.
It is very true. That's hilarious. Thank you, David, for that saying. I'm going to put it on a hoodie.
Yeah, right? You can jack up a junkyard.
Shane, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hi. Oh, it's a different. It's a lady, Shane. What's up, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Hey.
So my kid kind of messed up my grandmother's funeral.
Oh no.
Okay. What happened?
So this was back in 21, like April 21. So not like super height of COVID, but everybody was still, you know, kind of crazy about it.
Uh-huh.
And my aunt was kind of one of those people, like all the masks, all the sanitizer, nobody do anything. And so the day of, my child, 6 years old, wakes up and she tells me that she doesn't feel well. And I'm like, oh, no, no, you're fine. You know, it's just a little bit of a temperature. You're totally fine. We got to still go. So she's fine, just, you know, not feeling the best. We go to the funeral. Everybody's fine. Nothing's happening. We all circle around for prayer, right? You know, everything's very quiet. Everybody's closed their eyes. And the guy says, dear Lord, everything. And so here's the thing, because like it was a little one. So I'm like, what do? Do I just stand there? Just like, let it just, I was like, okay, let it ride. It sounds like it's done. And they're like, we said that bleh, just keeps going. So like, I'm like, okay, I have to go grab her. She's puking all the way from where we're standing to the bathroom. And I'm like, oh no, because here's the thing. I'm supposed to speak. And I'm a single parent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't, and you know, it's kind of a family affair. So like nobody else can leave either. So I'm like, what do I do?
You got to hand her off and run at that point.
Right. But I'm like, but who do I hand her off to?
Yeah. Right. Nobody.
Luckily somebody was like, hey, I can take her. And I was like, thank you.
Thank
like,
you.
I need to go talk.
Take care of my vomiting child.
Kids are so gross.
Right?
They're so gross.
Like, she was healthy yesterday.
Everything was fine. She just hates funerals. Shane, that's
right?
a great
and
one.
It was literally when everybody was silent, and I was like, gosh darn it.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Right?
That's funny. Ugh. Shane, that's a good one. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. It's like when you're sitting in an all-staff meeting and it's quiet and your stomach goes.
Oh, that's always my stomach, too. Like, quiet the whole time, all of a sudden, needs to make all the noise. My gosh.
Brittany? Brit? Uh-oh.
Brittany?
Oh.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hi, Britt. So we're talking about the things your kiddos have screwed up. What's your story?
You know, it's funny because he's actually in the car with me right now, and I thought, should we call in and tell the story? And we got through. So
he's like, no,
here
don't.
We go.
He microwaved my cell phone.
Oh. What's his name?
His name is Sawyer.
Sawyer.
Sawyer. Did you ask him why he did that?
Yeah.
No, he was like 2 at the time. And let me tell you, cell phones go up in flames in a microwave in about 2 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
could have
ended
it.
Really bad. Like, you could have probably burned your house down, maybe. There was a message that came in a few minutes ago, too, about somebody's kid, an 8-year-old, put Hot Wheels cars in the microwave while I was in the shower. Exploded and ruined the microwave. So did it ruin your microwave?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I figured.
Everything was completely gone.
I'm sure it was just toast.
No, it was an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
So, thank you for the call.
It wasn't an Android.
Yeah. That's a good one. You have a great day, Brittany. God, that's horrible. That's like $1,000, you know, mistake.
Yeah, because the microwave and the phone, like, spendy.
All right, who's on hold?
Kids cost you so much money.
People have kids that are being so bad. Kathy.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing good. I'm loving these calls. I'm loving it mostly because my kids are kind of past this point, I think, of all the damage.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, and mine are too. They're grown. So this is something that happened a long time ago. But yeah. When my oldest was 3, my mom was taking her out for a little trip one day, and my mom had run back inside to go get something, and she came back out. So my daughter said, Grammy, look. And she had drawn a small picture with a rock on the side of her brand new Volvo.
Yes, she did.
Really proud of herself.
Yes, she did.
Oh, no.
That's very similar to one that I was going to tell Kathy when I had just bought a new, it was a Jeep Wrangler. It was a 4-door Wrangler, and it was parked in the garage. And I was in there tinkering, doing some stuff. And Reed was in there with me, and he had to have been like 3 or 4, probably 3. Mm-hmm. And I had a paintbrush on the ground there. It was a brand new paintbrush, and he picked it up. I was like, oh, he's cute, and he's, you know, trying to paint things in the garage. There's no paint on it, but he's just wiping up and down, wiping up and down. And he goes behind me to the Jeep, and he's wiping up and down, and I didn't think anything of it.
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Until a few minutes later, I turned around, and if you visualize a paintbrush, it's got that metal like rim around it that holds all the bristles in. Well, as he's going up and down, he's just pushing hard enough where the metal rim on it's going scrape, 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 scrape. So there's about 1,000 up and down scrapes on the side of the brand new Jeep in the garage. I'm like, no!
Oh, and that's so expensive.
So expensive. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. But and that's what she was 3 at the time,
yes,
too.
Yes.
So she just thought it was great.
That's
you
right.
Know?
They don't know any better. Yeah. They're just having fun.
She's
so.
Making it better, right?
It's a lot
like,
better.
Yeah, exactly.
This.
A special picture for
yes.
me. Yes.
Kathy.
Thank you, guys. I love listening to you in the morning. It just really starts my day off on a great foot.
Well, gosh, that's awfully nice
Thanks,
of you.
Thanks, Kathy.
Tell all your friends about us, Kathy. Have a great day.
I will.
All
you right. guys, too. Bye.
Bye.
Katie, write down that time. I want to save that audio. That
you got
sweet.
It.
Kyle.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're great, buddy. So what did your kid jack up?
So it actually was my brother. When I was growing up, the movie The Last Samurai came out. And, of course, us two boys, we became obsessed with this movie. We were collecting sticks, making them into spears and javelins and whatever our imaginations could come up with. And my brother took one of these sticks, and he was aiming for me, but it ended up going straight through the front window of our house.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
What it shattered a window. Our parents were incredibly upset.
Yeah, I would be incredibly upset.
For me, so I actually feel a little bit better about where it landed.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You're like, didn't hit me, though.
God, that's an expensive one, too. Katie's got a good story about a stick. Your mom.
Oh, how she lost her eye?
Her mom lost her eye because of a stick.
She did, yeah, playing Red Rover. Somebody
the
stuck it out.
Stuck a
and,
stick
yeah,
out.
Yeah, my mom went right in my mom's eye, and she had to have like 20-some surgeries, and she has a fake eye now because of that.
So at least yours was just a window,
wow.
Kyle.
I know, yeah, yours went through the window.
You're going to poke an eye out.
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Parents always say, you're going to poke an eye
yes.
out.
And her mom literally had her
she
eye
did.
Poked out.
She did. Like, you can imagine the threat she gave us. Like, no, it can really happen.
Thank you for the call, Kyle. Thank
Thanks,
you
Kyle.
So much. Here's Robbie. Hi, Robbie.
What's going on, guys?
Just chilling. I see my little notes here from Josh. Another microwave issue?
Yeah, I was working odd hours, and so I got home, you know, late morning one day, and the wife said she needed to run to the store, so I set the boy down. He was probably 3 or 4 and fed him some lunch, and I hopped in the shower real quick, got out of the shower, and the upstairs was filled with smoke. Smoke alarms going off. I run downstairs, and flames are literally coming out of the microwave, which is underneath one of those pressboard cabinets, which is starting to smoke.
Oh, no.
I grabbed the fire extinguisher, put everything out, opened the microwave. I'm like, the hell happened? And he goes, I wanted nuggets. I guess he had gotten nuggets and stuck them in the microwave and pressed buttons and until he got a time on there and he was able to start it up. And when I looked at the microwave, there was still like 79 minutes.
Yes.
On the timer.
Oh, my God.
I was
going to
say, would you set it for like 8 hours
right?
or something?
Like,
yeah, like 9999.
Right.
Yeah,
and
just hit
start.
Nine.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Well.
He was unfazed. He's like, so can I have them?
Are yeah, they ready? Like,
at that point, would you?
Sure, buddy. Here you go.
Yeah, at that point, you just make him eat them for, you know, his actions, I guess. Now you got to eat them.
Nah, not that. But, I mean, you know. We did. I mean, he got in a little trouble, not a lot, because, you know, he's 3. He doesn't know
again,
better, but
yeah.
We certainly warned him.
Exactly.
You know? Okay, let's not do this again.
That's yeah. so good.
Let's try not to set the house on fire. How
That's
about
a great
it?
One, Robbie, and thanks for bringing up chicken nuggets. It made Katie happy.
I know. Thanks, Robbie. Yep,
there you go. Love you, Katie.
Oh, thanks. So love you back.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks for calling. We can do a couple more. I love these so much. Hi, Melissa.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what did your kids ruin?
Well, this was about 2 years ago when my daughter was 7. I was looking for my laptop to use, and I was like, do you have my laptop in your room? And she gave me this horrifying look, and I was like, where is my laptop? She's like, in my room. I said, go get my laptop. And she went and got it and brought it to me. I opened it up, and every single key had been taken off the keyboard.
What? Why?
It was this
what?
Little tiny, well, that's what I said. Why would you have done it? She said, I don't know. It was so satisfying.
Oh, I would have grounded
you
her
know what?
For life.
Yeah, I get it, like... though. Like, as they're popping off, you're like, this feels kind of
so,
good.
The funny thing is, I made her march down to her room and find me every single key, and I fixed them all, except she couldn't find the H or the I, so now I have to start all my emails with salutations, because I can't even use that because there's an I in it. I can't say hi. I can't say hello. I can't type my name. So I finally, since then, got a new laptop, and every time she needs to use a computer, I'm like, no, you use the one without the H and the I.
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. That's
you
really
be high list.
Oh, yeah. You try to tell your friends hi.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
So we're moving in a couple months, and I have faith that we're going to find that H and I in her bedroom.
Yeah. You'll come across it somewhere.
There
it'll
they
be,
are.
It'll be under a bed somewhere, Melissa.
Yep.
Thank you for the laughs. Great call.
That was funny.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Love you
Bye.
Too. Bye.
Bye, Melissa.
Oh, my God. Hey, Beth, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So what did your kids screw up?
Well, we lived in a condo, a really nice condo in Littleton when my daughter was 8. I come home one day. My neighbor, who's a jerk, was out there just cussing up a storm. He pulled his Jaguar out. Water was leaking from the ceiling all over his Jaguar. And I'm like, oh, wow, that sucks, you know. So I go inside, and my husband's in the shower, and my daughter's like, Mom, come here. And her bathroom toilet was overflowing, just
flushing. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, why didn't you tell your dad? She goes, I tried, but he's in the shower. And he said, he'll be out in 10 minutes. And so I showed her where the valve was behind the toilet. I'm like, here, you got to turn this off. It'll stop the water. Well, then I told my husband, and neither one of us wanted to go down and tell the neighbor because he was so, he was just not a very nice guy. And I'm like, one of us has to go tell him that, you know, it was our place.
It was just water, though. It's not that big a deal.
It's toilet water, though,
yeah,
right?
It's just water.
Well, so we did rock, paper, scissors, and I lost, and I had to go down and tell our neighbor, who was from New Jersey, so he had all kinds of expletives there.
I bet.
No, I'm sure. East Coast.
My
funny.
Biggest question about this is, what was your husband doing in the shower for so long?
My daughter was like, oh, my God, why didn't you? He's like, well, I didn't know she didn't tell me the toilet was over.
Yeah, he's like, that's daddy's alone time.
Exactly. Don't mess with me then.
Funny. Beth, that's a good one. Let's get to a couple more before we zip out of here after this topic. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Hey, you. You have five
you?
Boys? This is my note on the screen says
five
you have
boys
five.
Boys and one girl.
Whoa.
A lot of kiddos.
I bet you've got stories for days.
Oh, that poor girl.
I do. I heard this, and I was like, oh, please, what's not broken in my house
She's
on a daily
like,
basis?
Yeah. Hold my beer. Here we go.
Hold my beer, you amateurs.
So give me one of the best ones.
The one that I was thinking about is my kids like to home alone each other. So we have a basement set up that I don't go into because it smells and it's just disgusting. And they like to mess around with each other. One of my kids looks just like Macaulay Culkin. So home aloneing is a big deal in my house. And they'll set up like booby traps for each other. So I have... the story that I was thinking of is a kid went stepping on a skateboard that was at the top of the stairs, went sliding down, hit a pile of pillows, and launched into the wall and went through the
awesome.
Wall.
I love this. Yes.
So,
yes.
I thankfully have a drywaller on speed dial and got him out to do that. Plus, I mean, there's also like holes where I've thrown the phone through the wall because they're so obnoxious.
Oh my gosh.
That's
five
so
boys.
Good, though. It's
that's
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
It's five boys.
Yeah. I just love it that you call it home aloneing. Like it's an action verb.
I know.
Like that makes me so happy.
Thanks. Yes, it is.
And your poor phone being thrown so much.
I know. Oh
now we know why you have a drywaller on speed dial. Sharon, we got to hit a couple more calls before we get to our break. Thank you for calling and sounding off.
Yeah, of course.
And Godspeed.
Have a good one.
Yeah,
thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Oh,
my
God, Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hey. Good morning. How are you all?
Well, we're good. Super dupes. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm laughing because I can relate to every one of these.
I bet. Yeah. So what's your story?
So, well, my kids did many damaging things, but the one I'm going to tell you about is about a time when they damaged something that you couldn't replace, not financially. So it was in the 90s, and my son was like maybe 2 or 3 years old, and I had gone to the Olympics, and I had won a medal in karate, and I had been in the newspaper, and there was newspaper articles and things. And try to remember, this is the 90s. There's no such thing as like
Google,
the internet,
yeah.
or you know, yep. anything like that, right?
You have the hard copy, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had the actual newspaper. So anyway, I was kind of dozing off one day because I work nights, and you know that horrible feeling when you wake up and it's really quiet and you know something's wrong.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. I run to the bedroom because I'm like, where is, you know, more worried about his safety, but he's sitting in a pile of all of those newspaper clippings just shredded.
Oh,
he just sat there and shred them all.
Karen.
So yeah, so. Fast forward, right? Totally makes me a Karen. Fast forward all these years later, my son is telling people, oh, my mom, she went to the Olympics. She won a medal. She did all this stuff. And he's like, Mom, do you have anything like on the internet or articles? I said, well, I did.
You're like, it was the 90s.
You ruined it for me.
The 90s.
You shredded him. He felt so bad. He felt so bad. But I was like, but it was, yeah, it was one of those where I was like, well, there's nothing you could do. I did cry about it, I admit.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Do you still have your medal?
Wow.
Yeah, I still have the medal.
Okay,
he
good.
Wasn't able to ruin that.
You
but I don't
tear
have
that
any
up.
Of the
Can you still break somebody's nose?
I know, right?
Snap an arm in half?
Heck yeah, Karen.
Heck yeah.
Don't want to sneak up on
Go
Karen
ahead.
In a back alley. She'll take you right yeah. out.
Don't make fun of my name, I tell you.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
She'll throat punch you.
Karen who?
Karen, thank you.
Yeah, Karen who?
That's an awesome story, Karen. And congratulations on the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love being a has-been, but it's awesome.
No, you're a rock star. Thank you for calling. Have a great Monday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks,
Karen. All right,
Karen.
One more. Chris, you get the final word on this.
You guys.
Hi. What'd your kids screw up?
So my kids broke our the shower, the glass door in our rental house that we were at.
Yeah.
And it was tempered glass. So we have four kids. Two of them were in the shower, just kind of playing around. One of them got their arm kind of stuck because the shower door came off the track a little bit. And so I came in, I was trying to get the door moved so she could get her arm undone. And it just shattered, exploded everywhere, just glass all over the place. Luckily, it's tempered glass, so none of us got hurt more than little scrapes. But again, it was a rental place. We were probably our second year there. We lived there for 4 years. We didn't replace it until we left, and we just left them a new door and said, you guys can put it back on.
Right. I was going to say, just say goodbye to your deposit and move on.
Yeah.
That's
so funny.
Well, you lucked out that's tempered glass because, you could
really hurt yourself.
Gotten hurt. That's a great one.
We were finding glass even when we left that apartment or the house.
Sure.
I bet.
Yeah.
Don't go barefoot in the bathroom, you guys. Yeah. No barefoot. Wear shoes in the shower. Thank you for the call, Chris. We appreciate you, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Take it easy. Wow. Those are great.
That's insane, the amount of stuff kids have.
Kids
room.
Are destroyed. That's a good story to make me want to
I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
that's what you have to look forward to,
I know.
Josh.
Jeez.
Thank you, everybody. We actually had to cut people off. So many calls coming in.
Yeah.
So this
people really want to talk about how much their kids messed up.
Everybody's got a story, you know? Everybody's got one if you have kiddos. So thank you, everybody, for calling in this morning.
Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.